I'm here with South Carolina wide receiver Ace Sanders. And Ace, you just told me you were working out with Colin Kaepernick just a little while ago. How'd that go, and how's that experience paid off for you?
I mean, it was just a big blessing for me to have a NFL quarterback come and throw us the ball, you know. Especially, it showed me what hard work and dedication was, because he just got off, you know what I'm saying, just left the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So just like, he's already right back at it, getting it, doing it again. But he's a phenomenal guy.
Yeah, Randy Moss said that at one point during camp, he actually caught a pass from Cap, and it kind of hurt his hands a little bit. That happened to you too, right?
Oh, yeah, it did. Like, I threw me a dig route, took my whole glove off one time, and that's when I knew. I was like, man, he probably throws the hardest ball in the NFL.
And the Gamecocks, you guys have a legacy, at least here recently, having some pretty talented wide receivers. What have you learned from Rice and Jeffrey and some of those guys, and feel just a little bit better going through this process, knowing that those guys did too?
Yeah, I mean, it taught me a lot. It was just because their game was so different from mine that they found a way to make their game work, so it motivated me to find a way to make my game work. And they showed me all it took was hard work and dedication. And I stayed at it, helped others. You know, I was just really the leader of wide receivers once Alshon left, so it taught me a lot.
What do you want to show the coaches, scouts here? Obviously, you're a versatile player, some return skills, and when you showed that in the last game last year in Outback Bowl, receiving touchdown, punt return touchdown, can you talk about that?
Man, I just really want to show them that I can play football. You know, don't look at my size. You know, don't judge me on my size. Just look at the film and just see that I can play football. And that, you know, I've been challenged with this size all my life. So it's just what I've been doing, and it got me this far.
Yeah, I know you probably want to make a team any way you can, but I mean, ideally, if you had your choice, I mean, how would you be contributing at the next level?
In the return game and in the slot, I could create mismatches in the slot and get open. And that's really what I look to do.
Yeah, and I know you talked to Kaepernick, but how are you familiar with the 49ers at all, or what do you know about the run that they had the last couple years here?
I actually am a little familiar with them. I mean, I actually followed them a lot. Mm-hmm. Once Kaepernick took over the job, because it was kind of interesting watching them, just to see just that whole situation. Yeah. Where him and Alex Smith was really interesting to watch. So I learned that you just got to be prepared, because there's always somebody behind you. So, you know, I mean, I'm quite sure that, you know, Alex Smith knows that now. So,
yeah,
it just teaches you a lot. Right? Yeah.
You think you'd fit in well over there in San Francisco? You ready to possibly, you know, change coach? You might have to go a long way from home here.
Oh, man, that's fine with me. I mean, talking to Kaepernick, I mean, yeah, I think I could fit in the offense, you know, do a little stuff in the slot, in the return game, you know. So, yes, sir.
All right, well, thanks, Ace. It was good talking to you.
No problem.